Now, should you be buying a brand new home at this point in time in our market? Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to help you make your decision. We're going to give you a little insight that we have because we've been checking people in. And I got special guest Sam Golovi tonight, so let's get started. Welcome to Sacramento's number one YouTube channel for all real estate news regarding Sacramento and the surrounding areas. So if that's you, hit that subscribe button and that bell. We'll bring you bi-weekly content. We also go live every Wednesday at 5:30. So tune in, let's get going, and let's talk a little Sacramento right now. All right. Hopefully everyone's doing great. This is Sam. You guys might know him. He has a number four YouTube channel in Sacramento. All right, guys, look.
Number three YouTube channel now. Come on, man. Give me some
slack. I know, you're building it up. But here's the thing, guys. One of the things you probably noticed on YouTube is Sam's been dropping major new home videos. I've been doing some new home videos. And, you know, so we wanted to come on together and to talk a little bit about what we've been seeing in the new home market because it's a little confusing. You know, Sam, yeah. I mean, if you're buying, you're thinking incentives now. A lot of people are in contract and they're thinking, can I wheel and deal and maybe get something else on the table before we close? Where are the builders at and all that kind of stuff? How's everything been going on with your clients?
Well, I think clients are definitely feeling the change, especially if they've been waiting for their new home to be built, right? Everyone in the last few months has definitely seen that kind of a lot of inventory come to the market, seeing builders have a lot more quicker moving options. And so they're seeing the inventory. And so they're wondering, hey, are homes dropping or prices dropping on the new homes? Is there more incentives? Is it worth staying in contract on this new home? Did I overpay? And so a lot of those are really the questions that I think that me and you are both dealing with on a daily basis.
Yeah. And by the way, guys, before we get started, as always, we have a link to the ASPCA where we're kind of talking a little bit about doggies and everything too. So if you guys like dogs and you like this video, feel free to donate. That'd be awesome. And if you like this video towards the end, hit the like button, share, comment. It means a whole lot to this channel. We want to grow. We want to put the word out there also. And if you're looking for another fantastic channel and you're saying, you know what, Mark's not hitting everything, Sam's got a pretty awesome channel. And I'll say every video he drops, I watch myself because it's insightful content. And like I always tell anyone, if they're looking to move into an area, do your research, do your due diligence, get as much information about certain areas as you possibly can before making decisions. So Sam's got a great channel. Shameless plug. All right, we got you. Fun. All right, Yvonne,
I
got a special message for you. Now, a lot of people don't know, I work with someone called Kathleen. She's the eyes and ears of our operation. So Yvonne, she did this video pretty much for you and anyone else looking for an active community. So here goes.
Nice.
Hey guys, anyone out there interested in 55 plus active living communities? If so, I have the information for you tonight. Turkey Creek. Let's talk. Taylor Morrison's Turkey Creek. It is absolutely gorgeous and ready to go. There are actually some home sites available now, ready to move in now, and they're under $750. They have gorgeous upgrades, beautiful appliances. I took a look at the floor plans for both the cottages, the standalone cottages, and also the what they call the classic, which is the shared walls. Beautiful, both are very beautiful. I also got a sneak peek at the activities calendar, and let me tell you, if football parties, pool bingo, salsa dancing, pet meet and greets, like if that's your thing, hello, where do I sign up? Anyway, if you want any information on Turkey Creek or anything else for that matter, I'm happy to help you out. MarkMcDonoughTeam@gmail.com. And I will see you guys next week.
All right, so that's Kathleen, and she's kind of the eyes and ears. She's also a person where if you're looking for a certain area, or because we have a big Rolodex of all the new home salespeople, and so Kathleen kind of goes to work to find out what incentives are being given, lot premium reductions, all that kind of fun stuff. So she's always running around with the new home stuff too. So if you guys have requests for new home areas, Delta Shores, El Dorado Hills, Antelope, whatnot, we got that covered. And Sam, let's get going.
All right, hit me.
All right, let's talk Roseville. We're going to go around the board. If you guys have a certain communities you want us to discuss, because between Sam and I, we've been putting people in left and right to these new home communities. We know the salespeople. And yep. If there's a new home community that we haven't heard of, I don't know. We'll give you a brownie button because between us, we've been basically everywhere. We've seen a lot of Mad Max movies because it seems like it's kind of like looking like that in some of these new home communities. But let's get going right now. Okay, I have some stuff. Roseville, what do you think?
So as far as Roseville, I was actually chatting with my friend Katie. She's one of the sales reps over there for Woodside Homes. They have this new community called Cabernet Vineyards, basically west side of Roseville. And super nice homes, a little bit higher on the price points. I think we're looking at upper sevens, eights at this point, but very nice homes. I know you've walked a lot of the Woodside homes. They do a really good job. Customer service is pretty good too. And so on those ones, I think those are a really good deal. She said that the list has been growing so much that they're probably going to keep the pricing the same, if not even increase prices on this next phase coming out in the next few weeks, which I thought was kind of interesting, especially the times that we're in right now. But they are offering some incentives. I think they're doing $5,000 towards closing costs, and I believe an extra $5 to $10 towards a potential rate buy down. And I believe those are on the quicker moving homes.
All right.
So she was just texting me earlier today. So I think that's a pretty good deal. I've had a few inquiries actually about that community specifically. So I think for Roseville, that's a very nice one if you're thinking a little bit more high level. But yeah, how about you? What are you seeing out there?
Well, oh, first of all, Sherry, yes, Turkey Creek is in Lincoln. And Ryan, we'll get to the Toll Brothers thing in just a sec too. Okay, so here's what I'm finding in West Roseville. There are three communities that Richmond American dropped. And I think they dropped them before everything kind of got crazy in the market. So they have three communities that they basically released at the same time. We got an amazing client, Brianna, in contract, and she got the one of the largest lots out there, and that was like a $30,000 lot premium. We got that waived, and we got her a $20,000 design credit. Now these things that we got her were unheard of maybe 6 months ago. So you know, you also have to figure out how much inventory a certain builder or community has. That's going to influence a lot of their kind of like, you know, their ability to kind of like wheel and deal, right? If you have a new community that just hit the market, they're more apt to wheel and deal because they need to sell out a whole new community, and they know we're going into the slow time. You know what I mean, Sam?
Yep. Yeah, no, absolutely. And they're, I've seen a lot of builders even kind of like put the pause if their sales aren't going as fast, right? So they've definitely felt that slowdown. But I think that if you can kind of get that sweet spot sometimes where a builder maybe has one already being built, buyer walks away from contract or something like that, I think those are the ones that you can really wheel and deal on, especially in this market. Because for builders, they want to keep building and they want to keep selling. When homes are just sitting on the market, they're kind of fiddling their thumbs. Like really, they just make money in production. So I think that's really the time is when on those quicker move-ins, especially to kind of drop down prices because they put in the upgrades, you know, start kind of bringing them down. So I think right now, especially going into the fall winter season, I think we're going to see a lot more negotiation on those personally.
I think it big time. I think they have to. I mean, we're going to show you, I brought my iPad with all the new homes that are currently on the market in the Sacramento metro area to Sacramento County. And there's a lot. And that's not even including Placer. So it's going to be interesting to see that. Ryan says, hey, Mark, great vid on Toll in El Dorado Hills last week. No problemo. Are you seeing them waiving lot premiums and now substantially have design credits been? I wish I could rent out Hogarth on Serrano, CC, and buy Toll. I know. Here's the thing about Toll Brothers. Toll Brothers is a weird, weird brand. Okay. And, you know, at this point
it's
in time,
unicorn right now.
They actually increased their lot premiums.
Yeah. I was just looking at premiums with the client last week, and the ones she wanted, I think the lot premium was about 265 grand, if I'm not mistaken. And she said 3 weeks before that they were quoting her about 65 grand. So they just did a huge jump in the last few weeks. So I would say Toll Brothers, El Dorado Hills is the unicorn right now. Again, it's a higher price point. They can push the numbers, but I think that they also started attractively, and they were pushing that community before, you know, really was even available to be sold. We were talking about it a year before they really, you know, before they even started breaking ground, we were talking about it. So we had a lot of inquiries, and I think they just built up their list and their funnel. And also, they were priced super attractively. You and I both know, going into El Dorado Hills, Serrano, you're starting like 1.1, 1.2. And they were advertising their homes at like 900, a million in the beginning. And so once they really got the sales actually going, the prices easily tickered up because there was so much demand for those homes.
Well, I think also, like, they were smart, right? Like, Toll Brothers is very strategic. They saw Lennar pricing, and so they're like, okay, someone goes Lennar versus Toll Brothers. It's just, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah,
so let's
funny,
price around Lennar. And then all of a sudden, Lennar's like, fire sale, fire sale, fire sale. Two houses for the price of one. We're good, we're good.
Yeah.
It's like crazy.
Well, so on that, so I had a client reach out to me about a week or two ago. Actually through YouTube, I think. And she was saying she's stuck between Toll Brothers and Lennar. And I was like, well, look, you know, Lennar doesn't really work with agents, this and that. They've kind of done their own thing the last few years, whatever. That's, you know, but with that, they had, I believe, a model home for sale. And man, they were giving her a 3.5% interest rate if she used their preferred lender, all these incentives, and they were cutting the price like crazy. Even I was surprised. But at the end of the day, she was still like, am I missing out if I'm not getting the Toll Brothers? You know, that was kind of the conversation. So it's kind of interesting to see that. But with pricing at Toll Brothers as well, I mean, just depending which model you go with, I don't see it being under 1.2, 1.3 right now, plus your upgrades and interior finishes on the home, which you and I both know can go dramatically up.
Yeah, here's a funny thing. About a month and a half ago, I actually put a good friend and client into he moved from the Bay Area and he bought a Toll Brothers home on the golf course. This thing had actually Toll Brother upgrades, but it also had an additional maybe like $400,000 of upgrades put into it. So it was on the golf course. We're talking like, I think it was like 4,200 square feet, right on the golf course. You know, it had the jacuzzi, the backyard decked out, the flat screen out there, fire pit up top and after of the master and on the wall. It was just absolutely dream home. You know, like one of those things that, you know, growing up, you're watching MTV Cribs and you're like, wow, that's pretty sweet. And we got him in contract for just over $2 million. Mm-hmm. And that was in Serrano. And so we were talking a little bit and he's like, yeah, he's like, do you think I made a good decision? I'm like, look at these Toll Brothers that aren't even in Serrano. And they're selling for this. So like Toll Brothers is kind of like a Louis Vuitton bag. It's just like they have a brand name. And a lot of people don't realize the fact that like we're at the age right now of the new home market and the new home builders where people ask me all the time, who's the builder of that house? Who was the builder of this house? And that influences a lot of people's decisions right now. And you're going to see it more and more and more because new build, new construction is becoming more popular. So it's going to be like, you know, like, for example, like Blackstone, great community. Love those houses. Really, really nice. But that's a Lennar community. That's pretty much all Lennar homes. So when people go Serrano or Blackstone, they're usually going Serrano. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's one kind of thing I had because I had a client come in from out of state. I believe it was out of Washington, Seattle. And they came and were checking out that community, Blackstone. And, you know, once they kind of saw the build and the finishes, at the end of the day, they're like, it doesn't have the taste for the price point. You know, it's not built the same way. And you won't really know until you get in there and you start feeling the difference. But I think also, you know, this too, once you're kind of hitting that $1 million and up price point, you start paying attention a lot more. It's not just a house. It's somewhere where you almost want to reside. You want the quality. You want the certain finishes, the certain upgrades, a certain feel to a home, a certain even, you know, ceiling height that matters a lot between 9 and 10, you know, can make a big difference in a home and either make it feel estately or not. And so when you're paying those price points, you really want to get that out of a home.
Well, it's like also, it's like one of those things too. If you're like, let's say you're going to move into somewhere like Beverly Hills, right? And you're going for cheap construction. It just, at the end of the day, it doesn't make financial sense because this is your investment, right? So the idea of getting your maximum dollar amount eventually when someone buys it, they're going to tell the finishes. Honestly, they're 100% going to look at the finishes, compare it to houses like that are in Serrano that are custom built homes. And if it doesn't stack up, you're never going to get to that high price point. They're going to look at this and go like, what are the appliances? Okay. Does it have this? Does it have that? It's nice. I like it, but it's just not that. And so, and that it all starts from the builder. I mean, it just all starts from the type of building and builder and the foundation you have. And I've seen gutted Lennar houses, completely gutted houses, and they're beautiful, but they're just not. Does that make sense? You know what I mean?
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. But for the price point, let's say you were spending 1.2, 1.3 outside the Serrano area, let's say El Dorado Hills, where would you go for 1.3 to maximize your dollars?
For a new home?
Yeah.
Oh, for a new home. I might go like East Sacramento if they have, if you know, the
No, I
Crocker
said El
Village.
Dorado Hills.
Huh?
I said El Dorado Hills.
Oh, sorry. No. Yeah, it's my age. That's why bringing
I know,
Sam on
right?
is like my
If
kryptonite.
you need a new 55 and up community, I know of a good one.
No, okay. So if I'm going to El
Turkey
Dorado Hills,
Creek.
I'm looking. I know, huh? No, if I'm going to 1.3 in El Dorado Hills, I'm looking like maybe one of the smaller villages in Serrano up there too.
Okay.
Like just the name alone is just it's just how can I say it? It's just it draws people in. I mean, here's the thing about Serrano, and a lot of people are always like, "Ah, yeah, I was talking Serrano." I'm like, in Sacramento, in the area of Sacramento, everyone says this. I live in Serrano. Everywhere else in El Dorado Hills, they say, I live in El Dorado Hills. But when they live in Serrano, they're like, I live in Serrano. And
Right.
so it's, so you know, you pick up on these things and you say, okay, so that means something, right? And if you're a realtor and if you got like sense about this stuff, you're going to realize the fact that like that's something, you know? And so for me, that name recognition at all is something that's pretty important in that area. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
So.
absolutely. It goes back to kind of branding, but like you talked about, but also just being in Serrano, near the golf course, the clubhouse. Everyone there kind of gets to know each other. It becomes like a community feel. And when you drive in through the gate, I mean, it's a whole different feel. You feel like you're in a whole different town, you know?
It's like
And even just driving up
SoCal,
that, huh?
Southern California.
Yeah,
Yay.
exactly. There you go.
No, it's,
But
yeah.
it's a feel, you know? And I think that's super important. You know, I have some friends living in Serrano and they absolutely love it. They don't want to move. You know, where do you really upgrade from there? Yeah, essentially, just to move into a bigger house.
I talked to my client actually the other day, and I was like, let me ask you something. When you get to go in that private entrance to Serrano and you see the muggles like me waiting there at the gate handing their IDs, do you kind of laugh? He's like, but
Yeah.
yeah, it's a fun feeling, man. I mean, Serrano is a great area. You know, it's just beautiful. And like I show people that, and they're like, are we're in Sacramento? Like, what? And level of speechlessness hits them, but like I said, Sac's got it all. All right, hold on. We got Yvonne, Sam, and Mark. Is there a town called Laguna near Sacramento with a fabulous sports club called Laguna Creek Sports Club? Any nice houses in the mid fives? Laguna, that's Elk Grove-ish, right?
Yeah, Elk Grove. Yeah, Elk Grove. For 500s right now, Laguna is kind of, in my opinion, a hot spot, especially for families moving into the Elk Grove area. I think mid 500s personally might be a little bit more difficult for brand new. But one thing I would say is in Elk Grove, not too far, there is a new KB Homes community, a little bit tighter yards, but those are starting in the mid 500s right now for like 550 to 575. You can still get a very nice size home. We're talking 1700 square feet or more. And I actually just had a client drive in there today. He went and took a look at the models and he said he really liked them. And they were doing, I believe, on some of the quicker moving options, about a $10,000 incentive right now towards closing costs and stuff like that. So I think that might be a good one for that price point, because mid 500s for a brand new build is a little. It's harder right now, especially for a single family home.
Yeah, you'd be looking somewhere like an Antelope, somewhere like maybe Natomas. But here's the thing about Elk Grove too. Elk Grove is normally just a sizzling hot market, super competitive.
Right. Yeah.
Right now, the agents I know have basically told me, hey, Elk Grove is super soft right now. So the idea is of jumping into a market that historically is really, really popular, but you have this
Yeah.
pocket of time when you can jump in. So even if you're not looking for new, or I mean, new's great. Who doesn't love new stuff? But at the same time, I mean, to jump into a home right now, I think Elk Grove is going to pick up, especially once that casino gets put in place in the 757. So.
Yeah. But I think Laguna overall, I guess it just depends where you're moving from and what your lifestyle is. I think that's super important. I think that's the better conversation to have if you reached out to Mark or let's say a local in our area. When you talk to Mark, you talk to him about your lifestyle, obviously price point, what you want in a home, what you want in a feel of a community. All those things I think matter more than let's say, the sports club, because the reality is there's other sports clubs like this in all different parts of Sacramento. For instance, you have Life Time Fitness in Folsom. You have another Life Time Fitness in Roseville. You have a Villa Sport in Roseville. I personally go there. Probably shouldn't have said that publicly, but it's like a gym, spa, clubhouse. Like, you can go to the sauna, you can go to the outdoor pools, hang out. They have cafe food. They even have a bar at a gym. So if you're looking for that kind of thing, I mean, there's those gyms, these kind of sports clubs are being built all around Sacramento, and even in the older established
Oh, yeah.
communities around Sacramento. So that's more of what I would talk about, like what you're looking for in a community, because I think we can get you in a sports club if that's really a big deal for you know?
Yeah, and here's the thing too. You have to understand that like a lot of people are paying Mello. The entire Sacramento area is under a huge facelift. So what we don't have now, you'll probably have in like 6 months, a year. I mean, the amount of like Melrose that all the new home communities are paying, that's going to places. So I would say hang tight. I mean, the Sacramento that you're going to see in 2 or 3 years is going to be completely different than the Sacramento that was 2 or 3 years ago, don't you think?
Oh man, I grew up here. The last 5 years has just changed dramatically, even the downtown scene. I mean, when you look at West Roseville, when I was growing up, that was all just farmland. Even a lot of Rockland. I grew up in Rockland. Also, like Rockland, Lincoln, Whitney Ranch was like just farm fields, essentially. So now seeing all these new homes, new communities, clubhouses, HOA, community kind of things going on in different parks and stuff. It's crazy how fast it's been building, and it's just been growing and growing and growing. So they're only expanding, really.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you something just before we get, and we're going to be talking about Antolia, Folsom, all these areas as well too. But like West Roseville, do you think that should have been even called West Roseville, or should it have been called something else? You know what I mean? At times I have clients that go out to West Roseville and they're kind of confused. They're like,
I think
okay.
it needs another zip code, is what it needs at this
Sorry.
point, you know?
Yeah.
But I will say, I mean, if it doesn't really matter too much, let's say someone's working from home, they're okay to kind of wait it out. I mean, there's stuff being built there. Like right now in West Roseville, they even put in a brand new Raley's One. And I don't know if you ever heard of Raley's One, but this is like a full-on organic Raley's. I don't even know if they sell soda there, but it's like super healthy, super fancy, bougie. It's kind of like an upgraded Nugget or Whole Foods. And it's out there in West Roseville, like literally a couple minutes from Winding Creek and all that new community out there. I know we've both done videos out there. But I've had multiple clients buy out in that area, and they're super happy because it's a few minutes down the road. There's also a Nugget. So there's a ton of stuff still coming in. It's just going to take time. There's also a restaurant out there. They built like a little plaza with a cafe and a restaurant. I think it's called 747. And there's a little cafe right next to it, which is pretty good. So it's kind of got some stuff coming into it, but it's definitely not Central Roseville the way you think of, like the Galleria Mall and Westfield, all that stuff around there, you know?
I went into that Raley's actually to buy a housewarming present, and it very much confused me. I was very confused. I
Really?
didn't even feel like a Raley's. I was like an Amazon store. I'm like, it just had a very weird vibe. I liked it, don't get me
When
wrong, but
no, it's
it
fancy.
confused me.
The only one I've ever seen was outside of Lake Tahoe near Truckee, and it was in this really high-end area, just a short drive from the Ritz-Carlton where we were staying at, and it was the only store, only thing really open or anything. And that's when I had the experience, and I'm like, oh, this makes sense why this is here. But it was really nice, so
If
I think
hey,
that's
for
pretty cool.
anyone out there who doesn't want to work with Sam, he vacations at the Ritz-Carlton, so he's fine. All
We're
right.
doing just fine. No, actually, that one was a gift. That one was a gift.
I'm just
So that
messing
was
with you.
cool.
Okay, so Matt the Mortgage Guy says, what's up? If you guys aren't following
What's up,
Matt's
Matt?
channel, please do. He's like the real deal. Transparent. I don't even think he can be anything but. He's an awesome guy. Love the guy. And he's got some solid content. Machine Gun Matt with his content.
Machine
Love his
Gun
stuff,
Matt.
man.
That's cool.
Raley's One, never heard of it. I have to check it out. Matt, you will be seriously confused. I
Just go
wasn't
to the
even sure
cheese
where I
aisle.
was.
You
I
won't
was like,
regret it.
am I in another planet? This is interesting.
Just
All right.
go to the fine cheese aisle. You won't regret it. I'm telling you.
All right, so we got what's an underrated Sacramento area you recommend first time home buyers to look at that has great potential for appreciation? What do you think, Sam?
Hold on, read it one more time because I'm having a hard time seeing it on my side here.
No worries. I'll say it. Well, for me, underrated, I don't think there, I think there's like the hidden gems. I'll call it that. I think Oak Park, love Oak Park as far as like the future. I think Oak Park is a great spot to invest in. Natomas, I really, really like as well too. I think Natomas is due. I think Arco just went down, buy Arco, and stuff's going to be happening over there as too. So for first time home buyers, that. The other place too, now you'll love this one. I love the Rosemont and College Green area. I'll tell you why, because you get that house, it's your first time home, right? You love it, the area is nice. It's really kind of on the, you know, near the water and everything too. And by the time you're ready to go to your second home, that becomes your first rental property. Boom.
Yeah, and that's a great rental market. It's actually not far from where I'm at over here, but I think that's a great rental market. La Riviera is a great rental market. I think for underrated Sacramento, it really just depends on price point. You know, once you give me those parameters, I can kind of dial you in. But let's say first time home buyer, very beginning, the markets that Mark mentioned, definitely. If you can, you mentioned Oak Park. So that one, you have to be kind of more careful, particular neighborhoods, because literally it can change by block. So you have to be very cautious on that one. It's a great rental market because it's got that proximity to downtown, midtown. But with that, it brings some, let's just be honest, some riffraff here and there. So you got to be careful where you buy it. But a lot of the homes there are older and they've been revamped and they just make for great rentals. So I've had a lot of personal clients buy there for a year or two, ride the crazy appreciation and then turn it into a rental, sell it, cash out and move into a neighborhood where they really want to be. I've seen that a lot.
Yeah. And it's a cute area too. If you get, Sam's right, you got to pick your spots in Oak Park, but they're really kind of cute houses. They're older houses. You know, I don't know. It has a little bit of a San Francisco vibe to it. It's really, really cute.
Yeah. I also like Tahoe Park outside of there. It's a little bit pricier, but Tahoe Park's a really cool one.
Well, how about that area? Like the area where Oak Park is kind of bleeding into Tahoe Park. Like that area is really nice.
Yeah, there's also Hollywood Park around there. Also, you got to choose your areas. A little bit outside of there is Colonial Village. You don't really hear about that one too much, but I've sold quite a few over there. And that one too, just depending where you land, you could do really well and it's not too bad. Probably sold like three homes there just in the last year, year and a half or so. But that one, I think it's a great rental market. The rents are insane for what it is, but again, it's proximity. It's close to Highway 50 and it's close to Sac State, still like 10, 12 minutes. So I think a lot of people like that one for that.
All right. We got Hector Antelope FTW.
Is that a cuss word?
I don't know, but well, let's talk a little.
I think it's
about
for
it.
The win.
Well, for the win, I like it. All right, so here's the thing: antelope. Like, antelope. Here's the thing about antelope right now. Antelope's cooled off a little bit right now. I think it'll pick back up, but I think antelope has cooled off. I think a lot of people who are looking in Roseville, you know, maybe you know, in Roseville picked up like crazy, and people kind of moved over to antelope a little bit, and I think now people might be thinking about Roseville again. But again, you know, understand this, and this is what I dropped a video a little while ago. Just because you're seeing you're seeing a lot more inventory on the market, that's not new inventory. Like, in fact, if you look on Friday, when usually is the most popular day of like when listings are out there, we do not have a lot of new stuff. It's all bloat. So I do think that, you know, what we're seeing in this market is people giving things a second look, maybe turning a 7 into a 10 and pulling the trigger on it because there's nothing else out there. So I do think like right now we probably will see a little bit of a pickup in, you know, getting back to a little bit more of an even market where people felt the buyers were getting a deal. So antelope, I think, is probably going to start getting a little bit more popular in about 2 weeks to a month. That's just my gut. But I like antelope. I think for the price, it's good. I think it ballooned up during the whole COVID time with other areas like Citrus, Carmichael, Fair Oaks, and Rancho, certain areas of Rancho. And I think that, like, you know, now people are kind of going off to other areas, but now they're coming back because there's not a lot of inventory in areas like Roseville, Folsom, and all those places right now too. Even though the prices might go down, people might think they can get a deal. It's going to be a tough market. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, speaking of new inventory, I actually have a listing coming on the market. We're probably going to get on the market early next week. Super nice house, actually, in Diamond Oaks. It's been remodeled. So it's just a hip and a skip just down the street from the golf course. And basically, the neighborhood is right behind the fountains in Roseville. So super nice neighborhood. It's got a pool and spa in the backyard, and it backs up to basically like a greenbelt creek kind of thing going on, nature preserve. So no backyard neighbors, which is pretty cool. So if anyone's interested in that one, I think we're going to be listing in the upper 700s on that one, but it's going to be a really nice deal.
All right, guys, you heard it first. And here's the thing. When you hear little things like this, they might not be your ideal place, but the idea is that you're hearing it first, which in this market is the key. Like for us right now, for our clients, we're going to the stuff that's on hold, been canceled, and everything, and see if we can get some life into it for some of our buyers too. So I don't know. It's a crazy market. All right, Matt, thanks for you guys. Great work. No problem. And Matt went live earlier today, so tune out and see what he's got going. Matt is a rock star. All right, Nancy, North Oak Park is great. Yep, definitely a great spot. And like I said, Nancy is in our next area that we'll segue into Anatolia, which I think is one of the best bangs for your buck.
All let's
right.
hop into that one actually. That'd be pretty good because I'm selling one there this month that's closing.
All right, Teton Park neighborhood. Yep. All right. Let's go to Antelope. All right, Anatolia. Antelope keeps bringing me back. So,
I
what do you think
know
about Antelia? For me, I've always told people I do think Anatolia is the best bang for your buck. I think everything there is newer. Sure, it's a little far removed or it feels that way, but it really isn't. It
Yeah.
really isn't. If you look on a map, you're close to Folsom
Yeah.
Ranch where all the new homes are being built. Eventually, El Dorado, Elk Grove are going to have a freeway out there. Eventually, who knows when, but eventually it'll happen.
Yeah.
I think the price point is good. Elk Grove Unified School District. So I like that area a lot. What do you think about the new homes out there?
I like them a lot. I think one specifically that comes to mind, again, it's the one we're closing on this month with our awesome clients. It's going to be The Springs by Kahov. I know you had a few clients over there as well. I think that one price-wise was just on the
Oh,
money.
yeah.
They started in the high fives, low 600s. I mean, you can't beat it. I know they had a lot of price increases in the first few weeks when it, like the market was just rampant hot, but I mean, still, I would say they're pretty good, pretty well priced, but Anatolia in general, I mean, you can get in a nice home. If you look in the resale market, you could still get in the fives, but you can still start there in the low to mid 600s and still probably get a new build. And your money just goes so much further, you know, bang for your buck in Anatolia. You know, me and you get this both a lot, right? We have a lot of clients that we help basically transplanting, you know, moving from one city or a state into our area. And one of the hot areas that always gets mentioned without a doubt is typically Folsom Ranch. And so a lot of the times, just depending on price point and budget, we start out Folsom Ranch. And you know, if Folsom Ranch doesn't work out because the prices have definitely increased there, really the secondary option if you want new is going to be Anatolia, because Anatolia is building a ton. They still have some great amenities, and they still have communities like the Anatolia Clubhouse. So they still have pool, sauna, steam room, all that stuff. You know, it's got the convenience factor, and if you want to be part of kind of a local clubhouse situation, I think it's a good fit for a lot of families.
If you want to be 7 minutes from Costco, I timed it. Anatolia's your bet
There
too.
you go. Yeah.
I think Kahov was super smart about what they did. Now Richmond American is kind of following suit. Prior to Kahov building, we had builders like Crestley, Premier, Woodside, and they were all building in the higher price points, right? So
Right.
Kahov went in and created a little bit of a stir in Anatolia by building in the fives, and I think that that really paid off for them.
Yeah.
And I think that like in Anatolia, what medium price point there is got to be around 650. So when you're
Yeah.
buying a new home there, like Nancy just said, low HOAs, you know, it's really amazing. Like I know Nancy's closed a couple houses or put a couple people in contract there as well. I told Sam the second I heard of it, I was like a little kid. I'm like, Sam, oh my God, Kahov's doing this. Put
Yeah.
some clients in
Yeah.
there as well, and you know, it's great. You know, and that whole area is set to develop and grow. It's going to bleed into Folsom Ranch. So for me, I think that area is great. Now, Kahov, of course, and it always happens in the new home game, right, Sam? It's like, you know, a community becomes a buy, the hot buy. And then all of a sudden, what
Yeah.
do? They kind of like just start upping the price
Yeah.
until they stop selling.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But the current prices right now for Kahov, a lot of people are switching to Richmond American out there right now, too. So I
Yeah.
don't know.
No, Richmond is good, but I think they kind of got hammered personally. I know they had a smaller floor plan. I think it was roughly 1400 square feet, which I thought was very interesting to do a floor plan that small. But I had some clients that were looking to purchase there, but I personally think that with the their Melrose and their taxes were a little bit higher there, so I think that kind of kicked them back a little bit. And also, I think they started just a little bit too high, because now I'm getting their emails almost weekly like, hey, we have this incentive, we have this. At one point, if I'm not mistaken, I think they offered us like 2% towards closing costs, which is a good chunk of change.
Yeah.
You know, whereas K-Hop was just like putting people in the door. It was crazy. You know?
Yeah. I was actually out there before they even had like their, I was out there the first day with a awesome client. We were sitting there and it was, they were like, we don't have the permits to actually go in the office yet. So yeah. We were just sitting there going, okay, that's fine. All right. So Christian says Anatolia HOA is 160. K-Hop, Woodside, Lennar, Premier, not part of Anatolia. How good does new, how good does the new Elliott Homes, Caltrans is building highway from Costco and 15K houses in that area? Oh man, that's a, well, if that's true, it's a deal. I would say this, here's the thing. And Christian is right. Anatolia is a planned community out there, but because a lot of people reference it, that whole area is kind of referenced to be Anatolia. And he's right. It's not Anatolia. In fact, a lot of the HOAs are for different little sub communities too. But at the same time, if you're talking to a realtor and he's describing an area out there, it's hard enough to get people to know where Anatolia is. You know what I mean? You're like, Anatolia, where's that Rancho?
For instance, it's Anatolia and then K-Hov, the K-Hov Nanny, and that we're talking about the Springs is literally right behind it across the street. So once it's built out, most people won't know. So that's why we refer to it as Anatolia generally. There's also Montelena, which is like the huge master plan community as well next door. And it's kind of intersected. When you're driving through there, you probably wouldn't know unless you're paying attention, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's just like a generic way of saying it. But most of the resale homes will probably still be in Anatolia. When you're looking at new, they might or might not be in the HOA. Most likely they won't be.
Yeah, no. But K-Hov does have their own HOA. They have a light yet HOA.
That's right. It's like 50 bucks, 50, 60 bucks. Yeah, yes. Okay.
Something
smaller one.
All right. Cavala Ranch in Rancho Cordova. I haven't heard of that one. I might have to buy someone a cup of coffee. Have you?
Cavala Ranch. That might be, I'm trying to remember the exact name, but when we're talking about K-Hov Nanian, the Springs was the cheapest one. And then they had two more series after that, I believe. And they were waiting to get those built, but I think they're already pre-selling them. Maybe already started at this point. But it was definitely a higher price point. You're probably looking at the mid sevens there is my guess.
All right. Pulte is building a much higher price point and more like the second time homes and not first time home buyers. And that's a beautiful part about K-Hov Springs Ranch, too, is the idea that you can get in at a house that's cost maybe $500,000, $600,000, around there. And everything around you is going to be more expensive. And in real estate, it's always about not buying the most expensive house in an area, but being surrounded by houses that are more expensive than yours so that yours can be pulled up to those price points. So for me, I love those K-Hov houses. I think, I mean, right now the pricing is a little bit aggressive, but I think hopefully it settles down because they got a lot of building to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Which is a better bang for your buck and a better community? Fittiman Farm, Winding Creek, or Anatolia? Ooh, that's tough. Oh my gosh, that's tough. What do you think, Sam?
It depends what you're looking for in a home. I think that Fittiman Farm and Winding Creek are super close to each other. I mean, they're a couple minutes, just depending on where you want to be in Roseville. Fittiman Farm is definitely more built out, a little bit more mature. Winding Creek's a little bit more outskirts. But I think Winding Creek, if you, especially with Meritage Homes out there, Meritage, whatever, however you want to say it, they had some really good pricing and they had a lot bigger lots. I mean, pool size lots.
Yeah.
And some of them even backed up to kind of this trail that they had going on and there was going to be a nature preserve. So I think if you got an early over there, it was like low 700s. That was a stellar bang for buck. I was trying to get family to buy out there. I was like, just get one. You won't regret it. Right. But I still like Fittiman Farm as well. Just really depends which community you're buying in. I know JMC did some sweet communities out there. I know we both have videos out there, but they're actually doing some quick move-in options right now. But I think their prices have definitely hovered up into the high sixes to even just get started, probably the sevens already at this point. So I would say I personally like Fittiman Farm because I like Roseville. But I think Anatolia, you could still get a pretty good deal right now, just depending where you want to land.
Yeah, here's the thing about Anatolia. If you can get a good, nice size lot, because a lot of the builders, even the ones, even Woodside, right, who were building like a Crestley, Premier, they weren't giving you tremendously large lots. Fitting meant they were giving you larger lots. Winding Creek definitely giving you large. Well, not large. Some of them are larger too. So for me, if I'm going to get a house, I like proportion. You know, if I'm getting like a 3,000 square foot house, I need to have a backyard that has a pool. So that was the only thing that I saw when I was looking at some of the Woodside homes, is the fact that they had these big, gorgeous floor plan houses, but the backyards weren't that great and they were kind of close to each other. So I would probably, if I could, I would probably have chose based on lot size, because I think all these communities are pretty much like neck and neck, right? I probably would have gone for lot size. Now, the only thing about Winding Creek is it does seem a little further away. Now, for me, myself, as a realtor, that's a drive. You know what I mean? Fittingman, still kind of a drive.
I almost bought a house actually in Winding Creek, like literally almost bought one out there. But then I thought about the drive and the commute, and it was just... like, I don't know, I was kind of fighting it back and forth, because me and you, we both need to be central, like at any given day, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So that's just kind of part of the game. But one thing I would consider with both of these communities is that if you go way too far west Roseville, depending where you land, there is a like a landfill trash area out there. And sometimes depending on the wind, like it can stink a little bit. But also in Anatolia, depending where you land, you can also get a smell, because I think they have some sort of burning plant not too far from there. But it just depends on the wind, humidity, all that stuff. But I've heard about that. I personally haven't experienced it too much out there, but that's just one thing to keep into consideration, which most people don't talk about, that there is going to be a smell. And it's like you kind of almost have to get used to it sometimes.
Now, here's a counter to what Sam just said too. Every area has something like that in Sacramento. Every area. It's crazy. El Dorado, the rumors of asbestos, like Folsom water. So like there are certain things you got to have to get used to it. But like I tell everyone all the time, like do your due diligence as well too, or call Sam and myself. I mean, we're as transparent as they get. All right. Winding Creek. Okay. So just to, for my final say on this thing, I think if you're looking for bang for your buck, I think it's Anatolia. Okay. Bang for your buck. And just the better community is all going to be basically based on you, based on if you work at home, if you need to commute, what's your thing, right? I like the fact that Folsom Ranch is bleeding into Anatolia. I like that a lot. I like the future prospects of Anatolia having that freeway between Elk Grove and El Dorado.
Yeah.
I like that. So for me, as far as bang for your buck, and the price point seems to be better in Anatolia, I think it would be Anatolia.
But here's what I would say. Here's what I tell to clients that are moving, right? When you've lived in Sacramento for a while, there's really two types of people, right? There's the Highway 50 people and there's the Highway 80 people. And so really that becomes the great divide. And I've noticed people that grew up here or have lived here, if you live closer to Highway 50, generally you're going to be on the 50 corridor. If you lived in Rancho, Gold River, whatever, you end up living close to Highway 50 somewhere, whether even you, if you push to Folsom or El Dorado Hills, it just happens. Same thing with people on the 80. If you've had a starter home, Antelope, Citrus Heights, whatever, Roseville, you end up kind of staying in that corridor. You'll go to maybe Rockland, Lincoln, maybe like Newcastle or something like that if you want to go on the outskirts. But this always happens, and I've even noticed it with myself, you know. But that's just something that happens. So I would say it's like, it's kind of personal choice. One thing I like a little bit more with Roseville, if you're thinking more family as far as like kids in grade school, you know, elementaries, there's a few more elementary schools and they're being built in some of these communities or even right outside of these communities. So if you're looking for shorter commute times, you got to get kids to and from, I think that's super convenient, and that's personally what I like.
Okay. All right.
I have no kids, but this is just, I know.
Oh, not for long. All right.
Keep going, Mark.
Okay. So Anatolia is 103 a month unless you're part of the Villas, which is higher. Okay. So that's the HOAs. And like I said, Nancy is the end all and be all knowledgeable about Anatolia. So if you guys got anything.
Nancy's the Anatolia Realtor.
She is awesome. Nancy
okay,
is.
We gotta meet.
I've been
we
trying
meet.
To get her on my YouTube channel, but she's like, no. She'll do
Come
a million
on.
TikToks, but she won't jump on my YouTube channel.
Come on.
I know. All right. Hey, Mark, what are your thoughts on the next 2 to 5 years for holding rental property in the Bay Area while living in Sacramento? Will it take 10 years for the housing market to return to 2022 highs? Here's the thing for me. I mean, I love the Bay Area and I think it's great. Like, my mother owns a house in Marin County. It's like, it's a 3 and 2. The house is, if she sold it, it's a 4 and 2 because we did a conversion back in the day. If she sold it, it would sell for about 1.5, 1.6. And for rental, she can get maybe like $4,000-$5,000 for it, you know, a month, right? Which everyone's like, oh, that's pretty good. But when you think about this, it's like if she sold it and she bought 3 properties in Sacramento, I mean, what? Maybe like, I mean, $2,500 minimum per property?
Yeah.
I mean, so for me, I would say for you, like, Bay Area is great, don't get me wrong, and I'm sure you're happy with it and everything too, but I would investigate how much you could actually sell the property, do the 1031 exchange, and look at some of the areas of Sacramento. One is the property is being super close to you, which is nice. Number two is the idea that you could be getting a better ROI on your investments if you move to somewhere like a Sacramento where you're paying lower for the unit and making more for the rental rate. So that's what I would say. As far as 2022 highs, I think eventually we'll be back to that. We always are. Real estate's so cyclical. I think that for interest rates right now, like Aaron says on Monday, you know, interest rates are, you know, inflation is the enemy of interest rates. So once we get everything a little bit settled down, maybe interest rates will start dropping, but that's when we're gonna see back to 2022. So just hang tight. But like I said, for me, my mother was like, hey, look, I'm going to sell my house, or I was going to rent my house. She was going to rent her house. And I was like, why don't you just buy 3 properties in Sacramento and you'll be making an extra couple grand every single month? And it was like a no brainer. So that's my thoughts on that. What do you think, Sam?
Does your mom need a realtor?
Yes. Yes, she does. I'll give you her number.
Yeah. Oh, well, by honestly, the way, also, let's say she didn't go rental income route, right? And let's say she just took that 1.5 and went and bought something here. Her 3-bed, possible 4-bed, 2-bath would probably go a lot further. You could get her a house in Serrano, gated community. She wouldn't be far from you. And you could shoot videos in her neighborhood almost weekly.
I love my mother. My mother is my heart, but
come on,
we need a little distance.
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. What do we got? We got Christian. All right. So they're building a round table, McDonald's, Dutch Brothers, and Chipotle across from Raley's. All right.
I think, is he talking about the one in Anatolia?
I think that I might think so. Be Anatolia. Christian, are you talking about Anatolia or are you talking about Roseville?
Yeah, because it was empty out there in Anatolia for a while. Like, they didn't have anything. I have a few friends living out there. They were always commuting, right, to get somewhere. You got to go basically down Sunrise Boulevard for like 10, 15 minutes. It's nice they have that Costco now and then that big Raley's and then all around there kind of banks and, you know, different food joints kind of came in, which is really cool. And I think it's a huge supplement to that area.
Oh, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. The history of the Anatolia area, not Anatolia, the Anatolia area, is the fact that it was really, really popular just before the crash. It was supposed to be the next big thing. Everyone was talking about Anatolia. And then it stopped. It was kind of almost like one of those communities that, like, you hear about on the news where it was just like, what happened to Anatolia? And so then it picked up steam again, and it's always been a nice, desirable location near Folsom, and now it just picked up steam again too. Mm. And now it's, you know, because we're not doing subprimes anymore. I mean, it's definitely a solid kind of area, and it's developing, growing. Elk Grove Unified School District, and like I said, great bang for your buck. So yeah. I love the area. Like, when I've moved someone to Anatolia and they've never heard of Anatolia before, I feel good about it. Next door on Anatolia. All right. Cahav and Rancho Marietta. I got to go out there, Christian. Maybe I'll bring Sam out there. Oh, okay. Christian was talking about Anatolia. Okay. So, yeah. So, they're building it out. They have land. There's going to be commercial out there, too. I mean, everyone out there, Crestley, Premier, you're all paying Melrose out there. So, that area is going to be developed really, really nicely, too. So, yeah. That area is going to be nice, you know.
I think they put in a brand new fire station actually right across from Crestley over there, because I sold a home there as well. I think it's probably roughly 2 years ago. My client, she's been really happy with that home actually, and she always thanks me, you know? She'll randomly text me like, "I'm so glad I made the move," and it's always good to hear, you know?
Oh yeah, always. I mean, that's how you kind of know you're doing good, by, getting the calls and keeping in touch with people and everything too. It's funny when you go down the road of either buying some, helping someone buy a home or something, they become almost like you're on first name, call them anytime kind of basis and
Yeah.
everything too. It's a good way to be. All right. Nancy says, still Elk Grove School District. Yep. Anatolia. All right. Carvalho Ranch is on Kiefer Road in Sunrise.
Yep.
All
Okay,
right.
got it. I know where that's at. I
All
remember
right.
them putting up signs about it, but I haven't went out there yet. Let's go
Sam
do a
will bring
video.
his camera and he will head out there and do that.
Let's
Actually,
go. Let's
no.
do it.
Here's the thing, Christian. You mentioned Cahav and Rancho Marietta a few times. First of all, I think the Cahav prices in Rancho Marietta are insane. I mean, it's like $1 million plus homes and not the square footage. Like, I love Rancho Marietta. I think it's a nice spot and everything too. But I think that like it, it's priced too high. That's just my
Yeah.
own opinion. So I would say you're probably going to see some reductions. All right. I do want to be more central and bigger lot. Any suggestion? What do you think, Sam?
Bigger lot in Central. Well, it depends. Are they thinking brand new or resale? If you're
Let's
thinking
go brand new.
Central,
Let's stick to
let's
brand new.
stick to brand new. Well, if we're Central, so shoot, nothing really comes to mind as far as what a bigger lot would be on brand new stuff. A lot of the Central stuff, I know we were looking at like Sutter Park and stuff like that. Remember a while back, we did some videos over there, but they were tighter, you know, they kind of built them almost like East Sacramento homes. It's hard to say, like everything that is a bigger lot, it's kind of on the outskirts. If you go older homes, there's definitely a ton of areas where you can get bigger lots, you know.
Yeah.
Sierra Oaks, for instance, just down the street from here, Sierra Oaks, Fair Oaks, Carmichael, Arden, there's pockets in all those areas where you can get homes with much bigger backyards. And once in a while, you'll see like a random house with a huge lot tucked away on some private street, which is really nice. But as far as brand new, we're talking like, let's say more tract homes, like bigger developers coming in. It's kind of harder to find. The one-offs, I'll say those same areas that I just mentioned, Fair Oaks, Carmichael, Arden, they will sometimes have like a custom builder come in and they'll build a house or a couple houses just on a street. That way you can get a bigger lot, but they're not going to be really marketing online as much and stuff, but you might see them hit the market and still be brand new.
Yeah, another thing you're going to find is areas like Fair Oaks, Carmichael, Citrus, some parts of Rancho. You got to understand, they need land to create these like bigger lots. A lot of these places
Definitely.
just don't have the land to create the kind of community. That's
Yeah.
why you see like communities out in the middle of nowhere, right? Because that's where they get the land and they build out around it. I mean, I wouldn't be too worried about being central. Here's why. Back in the good old battle days, Roseville was a patch of dirt. Folsom
Oh,
was a nice place to vacation if you lived in Sacramento.
yeah.
And as far Fair Oaks was what's almost like El Dorado Hills, like oh, Fair Oaks is like the edge of the world. That's where we're going. And now Fair Oaks is central. El Dorado Hills and Cameron Park are up there, like so
Yeah, that's how
understand
it
that
is.
like our entire metro area is growing bigger and bigger. What's on the outskirts now, probably in a few, not a few years, but like maybe 10 years, is going to be central. That's just kind
Yeah.
of how Sacramento is evolving. And if you look at it, like I said, I mean, you're going to run into someone who's lived here for like 20, 30 years, like Sam, and he'll say, oh yeah, I remember back in the day, man, Roseville was just like, oh my, it was like in the middle of nowhere. And this is just how we're developing. We're growing.
Yeah.
We're going through a big growth spell. So don't
Yeah.
be too concerned about Central. You'll be Central before you know it. You know what I mean, Sam?
They'll grow around you, that's for sure.
Oh, it's totally true. That's kind of one of the fun things. Okay, so we talked Anatolia, we talked Roseville, Folsom. Taylor Morrison has a new development. They're going to be building in Folsom, which is nice. KB. Still has, they actually, they went, KB did this, and this was kind of funny. They actually had their prices up in Solaire. They dropped their prices for about 3 weeks until they realized that we weren't getting a whole lot of new listings because we were going in seasonal lows. And then all of a sudden they went back up. So I got a client in contract when we were like down here, and now it's up.
Nice,
And he's super happy.
nice. When.
But I mean, Folsom, you know, you gotta, the other thing too is if you're looking for a new home, look around the area and see what the medium home price is. That's going to be a general guide for you, right? So yeah. Folsom, if you see a brand new home out there, it might not have the gorgeous backyard that you've always dreamt of, but if you're getting something under six or under 650 in Folsom, just go on the MLS, see if there's anything out there competitively. And that's going to kind of tell you where you're at as far as buying a new home.
I would focus on resale market, because even Folsom Ranch now, like a lot of those newer homes, people are already selling them or moving somewhere else or whatnot. There was a lot of transplant people there for work, you know, working for Intel or this and that, or even investment property. So there's a lot more homes coming on the market in the Folsom Ranch area if you keep your eye on it. And they're literally one, two, three, couple years old. And so that could be a way to get a newer home without the wait times, and maybe even have some more negotiating powder in your backpack. All right.
I'm contagious.
Getting late. I'm working like 12 hours today already. This is great.
I will tell you one thing though, is that I am seeing less active listings hit the market these last couple of weeks.
100%,
and we were on an upswing with new stuff hitting the market every week, yada, yada. And then all of a sudden we hit our seasonal lows of listings being put on the market. So one of the things about the resale stuff is if you're looking to buy, understand that seasonally we're in a market where sellers don't really want to sell their house during this time of the year. They want a holiday season, pack it up. Not to mention with all this media about sellers getting buyer's market, all this kind of stuff too. You're seeing sellers slow down on listing their homes. So don't expect to see tons of inventory hit the market Friday, which might make those new homes pop again. You know what I mean? You could see price increases. In fact, I think that's why Toll Brothers increased their prices, and some of these other builders are now seeing back of an upswing because inventory isn't.
I felt it personally in my business too. Just even the last few weeks, like a lot of buyers were now like getting more active. Like I'm literally leaving after this in a couple minutes to go show a house in Orangeville. And they, you know, once rates went up, they kind of put a pause on buying earlier this year. And now, boom, like they're like, all right, we're back in the game, you know? So I am seeing a kind of a swing back up, and a lot of people also getting back in the game really. And summer's over. So for a lot of the people that don't necessarily have kids going to school or are worried about the district change or this and that, I think that they're becoming active too, because of like vacation time, all that whole summer fling is kind of coming to an end. And you know, maybe they're going out and shopping now.
Well, I think buyers need to also be aware. Here's the thing. Interest rates are going up as we all kind of knew they would be. But as of a couple weeks ago, active listings are still popular. We have a lot of bloat on the market. Things are just like overpriced and they're sitting there. But if you look on Zillow, you're not seeing a lot of new listings pop on the market. So just understand, if you're looking at what's out there, you might get a couple pop hit the market, you know what I mean? And like I said, but you got to really work with realtors who are looking at the on holds, on the cancels, and just really it's a season for door knocking and cold calling and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Or even like for us, the homes that have been sitting for a few weeks, maybe they're a little bit high priced. And try to negotiate with those. I've seen some of those. I mean, the property we're going to see today, she had it on the market for only less than two weeks. And they did like a $45,000 price reduction, you know, after 2 weeks. Like that's a pretty big reduction. So I think you're going to start seeing some stuff like that where people just kind of want to sell it. They're realizing there's a lot more inventory around them and they're going to be more negotiable. So if you've seen something for a few weeks, I think it's a good territory for you guys to potentially get a good deal on a house.
We're working with some clients that are looking in Gold River. I've actually gone to my neighbors.
There you go.
You hear of anyone that's selling anything? You know, it's so funny. And like we've been hitting the cancels on holds too. But it's going to be, honestly, like you can definitely get some deals for the bloat listings. But just at the same time, you know, make sure what you're getting, you know, everything changes really quick. If you're the only offer in, you can leverage it. It's a tough market. So just work with the realtor.
I wouldn't try to get a good deal, you know, let's say try to like lowball on an offer or anything like that. If the home's been on the market for a few days and you know that there's people come in or interest, like that's not the time to do that. And I've seen some buyers ask about that. You know, they haven't even seen the house and they're trying to already get some sort of price reduction. Like that just doesn't make sense. Like, but if the home's been on for a while, it's like, all right, seller might be under some pressure. might have, another home they're paying a mortgage on plus a mortgage on this one. They just rather get rid of it and sell it. There's different situations. You got to really pay attention to those situations. And of course, working with someone who's a professional in our area is going to find those things out to get you a better deal.
So let me ask you something. Okay, this is something I've been, okay, so I did a video with an amazing realtor last Friday, Jacqueline Nance, up in Whitney Ranch.
Yes, I know
So
her.
you had mentioned that JMC has some communities coming out in the Whitney Ranch area.
Yeah.
So what are we looking at there?
I think the models should be already ready. I think we should actually go out there and do a video, but that
Always down.
area is spectacular. It's probably one of the last few places that a builder like this can come in and build out. Super nice. Some of the homes there even back up to like a ridge, and there's just like a nature preserve or like a ravine down there. So you got the grass, the oak trees. It's going to be really nice, really beautiful. I think that community is going to be stellar. But with that being said, some of the bigger ones there, I'm sure, are going to be pushing the $1 million mark or more, and that area supports that.
Well,
But
yeah,
there's
I
going to be
mean,
three different series of homes there, so I think prices will definitely fluctuate.
well, here's the thing though, too. Like the house that I showed everybody that that Richmond had available for, over 3,000 square feet, four bedroom, loft, the whole nine yards up in like there. I mean, they listed finally for like, I think it was like 897 or something, too. To get under a million in Whitney Ranch at this price for something over 3,000 square feet, it's just crazy. So understand that, like, there's only going to be a certain amount of houses in the Whitney Ranch area. It's on a plateau. It's very kind of Stepford. And I'm talking about the tippy tippy top, right? I'm not talking about the areas kind of below a
Yeah,
little bit, too.
I mean, literally, I think from that community, if I'm not mistaken, you could see some parts of Cadaver Era in Lincoln.
Oh yeah.
So it's like the foothills. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
So it was nice because I had to they just started breaking ground over there, and I kind of snuck in one evening because one of the reps told me that they're building. So I checked out a lot of the lots, and a lot of them had views, and I mean, it's really nice. I think that's going to be I think that one's going to be hot, definitely.
Okay. Well, let me ask you something, and we'll kind of close it out because I know you got to go to Orangevale to
Yeah,
show
I
a
got
home.
2 minutes, Mark. Let's go.
Okay, 2 minutes. In your opinion, right now, if you were someone who's looking at a new home community, do you think right now is a good time to buy? Do you think there will be more incentives on the market? Do you think they're going to wheel and deal more? What are your thoughts?
I think so, yes. I mean, already, just based on the amount of people I have reaching out to me, the sales reps, getting the emails from the builders, hey, we got this quick move in, we got this, we got this. I think it is kind of a good time to wheel and deal. But each builder, each situation is so different. Like, I talked to one of my reps today at Woodside Homes in Lincoln, and I was like, hey, what are the incentives going on? What's the current status over here? And he's like, really, it just depends on the house. And I think what he means by that is the longer that the house has been ready, or the closer it is to getting done, and they don't have a buyer for it, those are going to be the ones that you can really start getting a deal on. Now, blank lots or new phases coming out, probably not as much. I mean, they're doing their typical, $3,000 to $5,000 closing costs. I think most builders are kind of doing that right now. But really, the ones that are spending really extra money to get like a rate buy down, I think that's stellar, especially if you can lock in a lower rate for the long term and have the builder pay for that, or a major portion of that, is going to be a huge win for you. Probably even more important than just getting like another $10,000 price reduction. That
Christian
stuff's going
has
to
a
affect your monthly mortgage payment much more.
Okay. Christian has a question. What is the profit margin on new houses? Building costs is still expensive in California. Building is expensive. I would say right now that because of all the increases, the profit margin is probably pretty high still. But again, it depends on like what the, like I think Lennar, I don't think you're ever going to see Lennar, losing a lot of cash on stuff. I think it depends on the builder too. I think on the upgrades. I mean, Toll Brothers has been hurting, but I know that their profit margins are pretty big. I don't know. Sam, I think we might have to do a video to talk about the profit margins of new homes. What do you think?
Let's do it.
All
All
right. So
right. Well, I
for
gotta go show some houses, guys. It's been great. Thank you, Mark.
All right, Sam, till next time.
See you, brother.
Okay, so my thought right now, as far as like new homes, this is the right time to buy. I think right now, what I've been seeing in areas like Roseville, Anatolia, even Tri Point, even areas like Rockland and Natomas, is that Every builder is different. Some builders are at the end of their phase and they're less likely to wheel and deal. Some want to get rid of inventory. I would say for you guys, you need to assess the builder, how many houses they have left to build. And I would say play the role of the disinterested party with a lot of these builders and figure out what they've got going for them. What I've seen and where we've been getting the best deals for our clients is just keeping in touch with the salespeople and letting them bring the deals to us as far as wheeling and dealing, as far as lot premiums, as far as all that kind of stuff. So for right now, I'd say Toll Brothers, they're playing a hardball game right now. They got like, what, 90 lots total out there, and they've already sold 13, and they're banking on the fact that their brand name and being so close to areas like Serrano, Blackstone is going to pay off for them. You know, I also saw Toll Brothers over at Whitney Oaks or Skyline. They had a little problem getting rid of some of their last remaining inventory. So if it's something like you're interested in a great lot, lot size matters, you definitely want a specific house and floor plan, you might want to jump on something sooner than later. If you're someone who's saying, I want a new home, I'm not that worried about lot, I don't care about views and all this stuff, it could be the perfect time to wait a little bit and see where we go into the colder season. What I mean by this, in real estate, when we get into November, December, and January, these are the months, even though buyers are super excited, interest rates are going up, right? And what we've seen right now is that interest rates will probably be going up on like a lot of other things that are going to affect our buyers buying into the holiday season. So I'd say that during this holiday season could be a great spot and great time to buy deals or find deals in the new home space. But I would stick close to any builder that you're interested in. You know, work with realtors. But if you don't want to work with realtors, if it isn't the thing for you, then I would say definitely stick close to the sales managers. See how long inventory takes to move at the specific builders, right? Like, let's say, for example, you love Richmond American and Winding Creek. Make sure you see their inventory. Make sure you see how fast these floor plans are moving. And make sure that you stick with people who are, you know, see what incentives are given and everything too. If you're working with Lori over at Whitney or at Richmond American, Lori's pretty straight up about it. You know, we got the lot premium for free, $20,000 worth of upgrades. It was fantastic. We worked with TriPoint as well too, got a person in contract as well there, and we were able to get a house in Serrano for pretty much around $750,000, which in the area we would have got resale for was pretty much even like more expensive than that. So I would say, look at the area, look at the builder, but don't go too far, right? Like if you like Toll Brothers and if you like that area specifically, keep an eye on their sales process. Keep an eye on how many homes they've been selling, what they've been doing. That's going to give you the best insight. Now, I do think for me, if I was looking to buy a brand new home right now, I'd be a little bit nervous about Toll Brothers increasing the lot premiums. It could be a huge bluff, or it could be something that's really, really going nuts. Toll Brothers is a premier brand, luxury brand. And, you know, there's not a lot of these Toll Brothers houses that are going to be available in the Sacramento metro area. If I was buying something like a Richmond American that is like has three communities in West Roseville and that area and Winding Creek area, I would say to myself, okay, three communities, interest rates are going up, they're probably going to be able to wheel and deal. So I'd say every area is a little bit different. Stick close to the inventory they have ready to move. And if you're thinking about making a jump, right, if you're thinking about buying a new home, try to look at the standing inventory. That's where you're going to get your biggest deals. They don't have to break ground. Like, for example, Richmond American over in Lincoln. I went there and I asked, hey, look, a client of mine really likes the Seth. When do you think you're going to be building it? And they were looking at like 2023 if. So the models they have or the houses they have that are basically on their way to getting built or, you know, falling out, those are the ones you're going to get your best deal. So if it was me, and I was saying to myself, I love a floor plan. I definitely have got to have that Toll Brothers house. I might pull the trigger based on the comps in the area. But if I was someone who says, look, I want a new house. I want to make a move. I'm not in a huge rush. And if I have either one of these floor plans, I'm okay with one of these builders. I would stay really close to these builders to make sure what's happening in the next couple months. Like I've said before on this channel, I do think the new home builders are in trouble. I think on the market right now in just Sacramento County, I think we have over 500 new homes that are available for moving in and to buy, as I've seen on the MLS. Some of these, of course, are going to be, you can build them out, but these are stuff that you can get in contract for sooner than later. So I would say that right now new homes are there. But like I said, again, Toll Brothers doesn't have too many lots remaining, and Toll Brothers is just building one community that's not active community in the Sacramento metro area. So you need to gauge a little bit of supply and demand. But if it was me and I was saying to myself, I want a new home, I would pick a few areas, pick a few builders, pick a few floor plans, and sit back to see which one I could get the best deal on. There are deals to be had in this market. I've been seeing them left and right. I've been getting clients in these deals left and right as well too. Like Richmond American, like I said, for Brianna, we got the lot premium wave. We got $20,000 of design credit. So for me, if I'm not in a rush, I would walk, have a little patience, find out all the salespeople, bug them, and figure out what incentives are giving in. And I would also wait for, you know, weekends like this one that are probably going to be super, super slow and see if these builders have any deals happening. All right, guys, hopefully this video, oh, let's go some more comments before we go. Nice, Whitney Ranch is nice. However, I'm not familiar with JMC Homes or the quality. It's in my price point, 90 to 1.1, waiting till November, December for new builds, Mark. You're my guy for this. Thanks. I really appreciate it. And we will take care of you when you get out here. All right. Hey, Mark, anything I can do if I'm already in contract? Yeah, absolutely. I think here's the thing, Alba. Give me a call tomorrow morning and let's discuss a little strategies for you. I do think right now that, you know, you're still in the community that Taylor Morrison, Sarah Cadoga, I still think you're in a community that is a great community up in 12 Bridges in Lincoln. Let's talk strategies tomorrow morning and see what we can do. We've been working with clients who are already in contract, but you got to really, really play hardball with the builders, and you have to claim hardship to get some sort of thing going if there is something to be get going. Like I said, give me a call tomorrow morning and we can talk a little bit about it. But I will tell you one thing right now. If it was me and I was looking at a new home and I was seeing every Friday that there's not a lot of active listings coming on the market and we still are having buyer demand, and if buyers aren't fazed by the higher interest rates, you could see a new breath of life happening to builders. Hopefully not, but one way to find out how the market is doing is by tuning into this show every Wednesday at 5:30, where I'll let you know what's going on. And like I said, for us, we've been getting people in contract. We've been getting appraisals that are either at value or above what some people are paying. We've been getting people some great incentives on new homes as well too. So I'm very optimistic in this market, but I do think because there are less new listings hitting the market every Friday and it is going down, that we might see a little bit of buyer's interest still being there and not a lot of inventory to basically take out that interest. And so buyers might be headed back into the new homes. But I will keep you informed next Wednesday at 5:30, guys. Hopefully enjoy this live. Pulte at Montalena and Rancho. Yep, Pulte is building out there as well, too. There's going to be some fun stuff in Anatolia. We might even have to do a live on Anatolia. But until next time, guys, hopefully you enjoyed this live. Hopefully we answered all your questions. Now, if we didn't, please comment below. I'd more than be happy to hit you up, answer any questions you have. And guys, hopefully you enjoyed this live. Until next time, guys, this is Mark. Have a good one. Guess what, guys? The video just ended. But don't worry, we have more videos just like that one right over there. And if you missed that red subscribe button during the course of the video, we got you covered right there. Hit that subscribe button. We promise to bring you some amazing content. We won't let you down. Now, if you're looking for a team in the Sacramento metro area to work with, we'd love to talk to you one-on-one. We always include a Zoom link down below. So book a time where we can talk to you a little one-on-one, find out exactly what your real estate needs are.